First and foremost, a quick disclaimer. I am not employed by Ivanti. I am not an Ivanti consultant slash developer. In that sense, I am a freelancer specializing in Ivanti. And yes, I get referred to as an Ivanti consultant or Ivanti developer by my clients, but they know I am a freelancer. I have never been employed by Ivanti, probably never will be. I have been employed by Ivanti Business Partners, and I've subcontracted for them. And I've also trained Ivanti Business Partners in Canada, US, in Australia, New Zealand. I have 27 plus years of Ivanti experience going back to the Heat days, Heat for DOS, Heat for Windows, Heat ITSM, Ivanti Service Manager, Ivanti Asset Manager, Ivanti Neurons for ITAM, ITSM, ESM. And I've been around a long time. I've got 100 plus implementations worldwide. So again, I am an Ivanti freelancer and I am not employed by, affiliated with, or sponsored by Ivanti. Hello, it's Gregor from A19 Consulting, and today's topic for my ITSM podcast is, how important is Ivanti ITSM certification? Lately, on various social media sites, there have been quite a few proud posts of Ivanti consultants getting their certification for Ivanti ITSM. So what is Ivanti certification and is it important? Well, Ivanti certification is a set of online classes and a test to showcase your basic understanding of the Ivanti product. Similar to a driver's education course that you took in high school that leads to a driver's license, indicating that you can operate a motor vehicle. So you've got basic motor skills. Those are important for sure. So it's arguably a high school diploma. But honestly, if you want to hire an experienced professional driver for your delicate goods, would you even consider someone newly licensed? Definitely not. You want to find someone that has renewed their license many, many times and has a proven track record. A picture of a driver's license is far from impressive, as is boasting about your recent Ivanti certification that apparently makes you a senior consultant overnight. What you do want to do is find a senior consultant that can create the curriculum for the certification, not a recent graduate. After all, you're paying a premium price for a premium product and you expect premium service. How about in-house Ivanti admins? Well, certification definitely is a nice to have for your Ivanti admins, but it's not required. The best Ivanti administrators are the ones that can get it done without requiring extensive training. Just like the best race car drivers are all about experience. So that's my take on Ivanti certification. It's nice. You know, I've been certified, I don't know how many times, more often than some of the senior consultants out there have in implementations or years of experience. It's nice, but it's far from impressive. And for your Ivanti admin, it really depends on how tech savvy they are to start with and how much help they need, right? It's no different than saying, okay, you've ridden a bicycle all your life and now you're working for my company and we want you to drive a car. Do you need to send someone on training or can they just kind of pick it up on their own like some people do with their parents or maybe on a farm? So that's my take on it. If you're looking for a senior consultant and you want to get results, you want to get a premium service for that premium product that you paid a premium price for, well, I can deliver twice as much in half the time for a quarter of the cost, and I have a no results, no fee policy. More on that by joining my ITSM discovery session, which you can look up at a19consulting.com. Thank you.